Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Ara Malka Bar Sir Bitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Brachos. We are in the 8th Perek Mishnayos, Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah begins, Eilu Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel LeBesuda. The following things are matters of difference of opinion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in regard to meals. So Beis Shammai Omri and Beis Shammai says, Mevarech Al Hayom. First, when Yantif or Shabbos comes and you have to make Kiddush, you first mention the day. And then you make the bracha on the wine. Why? So Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you start with the thing that happens first, namely Shabbos or Yantif, and then you end with the thing that happens second, which is the wine. Beis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel says, what are you talking about? First you make the bracha on the wine. The wine causes you to have an opportunity to recite Kiddush. If you had no wine, or you had nothing to be able to recite Kiddush upon, then you would not be reciting Kiddush, and so therefore, you start with that. As a first level step. Beis Shammai Omrim Notunli Yadayim Ve'achakach Mozgin Esakos. Beis Shammai says, you do Netilas Yadayim, and then you pour the cup. Because if you pour the cup first, says Beis Shammai, we have to assume that there's going to be a Tumas Yadayim, the mashka that falls off the sides of the cup, is going to become Tamei in such a situation. So therefore, what should you do? Do the Netilas Yadayim, then pour the cup. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, are you kidding? You can use a cup where the outside is Tamei and the inside is Tahor. So therefore, if a person uses such a cup, and then he first washes Netilas Yadayim, and then he drinks from the cup of wine, then the outside of the cup can transmit Tumah to the water on his hands, which are still wet from washing Netilas Yadayim. This, in turn, would transmit Tumah to the hands, which would invalidate the previous washing. If you went ahead and proceeded to eat based on this, you'd be eating with hands that are Tameh. And that would defeat the purpose of Netilas Yadayim, which was to get rid of the Tumah. So Beis Hillel says, therefore, what should one do first? Mozgin Asakos, pour the cup of wine, make Kiddush, and then Notlin Liyadayim, Bachakach Notlin Liyadayim, and then wash Netilas Yadayim in that situation. Okay, we'll stop here. Besos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.